Soft liturgical and prayer music from the Jewish, Christian, and Muslim faiths is piped into the gallery. Curator and photographer Eleanor Brawley leads a tour of the exhibit. There are snapshots of rites of passage in each faith, a Jewish circumcision, a Christian baptism, and this.
This beautiful picture of the first sound a newborn Muslim baby hears is their father whispering the Muslim call to prayer into their ear.
Over the course of 10 months, photographers followed the day-to-day lives and religious ceremonies of 11 Charlotte area families. Three are Jewish, four Christian, and four Muslim. Family members wrote captions to go with the photos. Brawley, a Presbyterian from Charlotte, conceived the exhibit shortly after the September 11th attacks.
Even though I'd studied comparative religion in graduate school at UNC Chapel Hill, I knew almost nothing about Islam. And I'd never met a Muslim.
Today, she calls some of the family she photographed close friends. Members of the three faiths are sometimes called the people of the book because they all have a reverence for their holy scripture, and their scripture interweaves all three faiths.
Christianity is based on Judaism. The Torah is part of our Bible. The Torah is part of the Quran. The Quran does speak of Jesus as a prophet. The difference is they believe that Muhammad was the last prophet, but he was a prophet of the same God, God Allah, or we call God.
This makes the three branches of Abraham. In Jewish scripture, Abraham made the first known reference to the existence of one God. Here's what members of all three faiths had to say after seeing the exhibit.
The commonalities among
make people stop and look for these kind of commonalities.
It showed the commonality that people...
It shows us the not only the commonalities, but the differences as well.
Charlotte resident Malik Rahman is a Muslim. He was struck by how much the Jewish and Muslim faiths have in common.
I think this is something that needs to be made available to more and more people because it's our ignorance that hurts us. And this really opens our eyes. And I would want to learn more about the other faiths that are different than mine.
Rabbi Murray Ezring heads the Conservative Temple Israel in Charlotte. He says it shows the beauty of the celebrations within each faith.
A little bit in the back of my mind that I was sorry that an exhibit like this is needed, that we can't celebrate each other's religious traditions without having to come to the museum to see a photograph at an exhibit like this.
While many people of faith today like to emphasize common ground, Brawley points to the other end of the spectrum.
One of the warning signs are when religions have absolute truth claims, and we all know that they all can be guilty of that.
Joanne Jenkins facilitated a discussion after the three faith groups viewed the exhibit.
One question that did come up from a particular member was, how would you get a person who's from the right, the most conservative side of any group to come here? And, you know, it was this, you could hope that they would be here, that you could recognize that this is not for everyone.
Which raises the question, are the people going to see the work only those who are already open to differences? Jenkins says even that crowd has to take a second look.
You're having to take a look at one term that you have in your head, which is Christian, Jewish, or Muslim, but you're having to see it through 11 different families' experiences. And so what is your story now? Do you remember the families, or do you remember what you thought you were going to see?
The Levine's executive director calls Families of Abraham a superb catalyst to get people to talk across religious boundaries. Emily Zimmern says it's on track to being a major exhibition with high attendance numbers. In its first month, the exhibit had more than 5,600 visitors. For WFAE News, I'm Simone Orendine.